Enshittification by Cory Doctorow. The one-sentence summary. It's not your imagination. Life online really does get worse by the day, and that is by intent. What the book says. The book is subtitled Why Everything Suddenly Got Worse and What to Do About It. Misogyny, conspiratorialism, fraud and AI slop are drowning the internet. For the monopolists who dominate online, X, TikTok, Amazon, Meta and Apple, this is all part of the playbook. The process is what the author calls enshittification. First, the platform attracts users with some bait, such as free access. Then the activity is monetized, bringing in business customers and degrading the experience. Then, once everyone is trapped and competitors eradicated, the platform wrings all the value out and transfers it to all their executives and shareholders. As a result, online platforms and retail spaces have become places of torment, the opposite of the virtual gathering places where we once imagined that world problems might be resolved. Suggested remedies to these diseased platforms include shattering the monopolies and cutting down to size the companies that appear too big to fail, to jail, or to care. Only an attack on corporate power will permit effective regulation and real privacy. Tech unions must protect the workers who should in turn defend us against their bosses' sadism and greed. The digital is merging with the physical, so the same forces that are wrecking our platforms are wrecking our homes and our cars. The world is increasingly made up of computers we put our bodies into and computers we put into our bodies. There are two forces that act on every company in every industry: competition and regulation. Companies with competition make better products at better prices and under better conditions, because failing to do so will cause its customers, workers, and suppliers to go elsewhere. Likewise, regulation forces companies to realise that if they cheat, then the fines may exceed their gains. The discipline of self-help enables people to have agency over what they do online. Computers are universal, inasmuch as there is no known practical way to make a computer that only runs programs its manufacturer approves of. The discipline of tech workers could become increasingly important. Initially, they were treated as geniuses, many of whom had what is known as vocational awe, a sense of duty that prevents them from rebelling. But now that many have been laid off in huge quantities, they could be a final bulwark against their bosses' enshittificatory impulses.